That was the great Janis Joplin, and I love her. I love Janis. So welcome to the show, everyone. And I am joined tonight by Elizabeth Blue, who is quickly becoming a fantastic reader, if she's not already. I mean, she is a good reader. She's really gotten into spirituality lately, and she's discovering all kinds of weird and strange and wonderful things. So, Beth, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. I actually went to a birthday party today for my 91-year-old neighbor.
Oh, wow.
And it was so much fun because She had a surprise guest come see her, and she didn't expect this cousin of hers to show up, and she was just absolutely thrilled, and it was a really nice afternoon, so it was very, very nice. So Yeah, so it was good, you know. But anyways, yeah, so, okay, so spirit guides. Now, of course, we all know, we've all heard the term spirit guides. Beth, why don't you talk about what you've discovered about who your spirit guides are? Let's start there.
Okay, yeah, so that's like my favorite topic, spirit guides, because it's like one of the most interesting things that I've learned, and also one of the most helpful. So, you know, I started reading about spirit guides, and I'm like, you know what, I know I have some, so, but, you know, I don't know who they are. And I was also listening to a podcast where the guest on the podcast was talking about how, you know, she had gone from being a skeptic to, you know, believing because she had been contacted by a spirit guide. And so it's like kind of tapped her on the shoulder and was like, hey, and she really started listening. And so stemming from that, I started looking into it. And like one day I laid down to take a nap and I'm like, all right, I'm going to like try to focus on, you know, seeing if they'll talk to me, tell me who they are and, you know, or whatever. And so I'm trying to like relax and not really go to sleep, but I'm like kind of in a half awake, half asleep state. And like the names, like Adrian and Michael just came to me, right? Just like, and the, mm-hmm. It was like they weren't yelling it at me, but I mean, I could hear it in my head. It was like fast, like Adrian and Michael, and they were like talking so fast that they were overlapping and like talking over each other. And I'm like, I sat up, I'm like, okay, I get it. So, you know, I was fairly confident that that's exactly what, the, you know, they were like, call us that, you know, they're maybe, I think it could be more than two, but I just, you know, refer to them as a group as Adrian and Michael now. So, yeah, I've talked to them a lot. It's like, it's really kind of cool. So, you know, and I've tried to kind of like see about, you know, others, but I really haven't been that successful. So that's why I started wondering if maybe like the name Adrian and Michael I have is for the group of them. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to continue looking into it too. So.
Right. And I hear they don't care what you call them, but if you heard those two names, if you heard those two names, then that's their name for you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, and it works for me. I like those names.
Yeah.
And Adrian is a boy, by the way. It's Adrian spelled A-D-R-I-A-N. I knew that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I figured it was a guy because only guys follow you around, Beth.
That's right. I'm constant entourage of men.
So what would you tell people, and we're going to get into the different kinds of spirit guides. Plus, we're going to give readings in a little bit, you guys, so hang on there if you're on the call. And we're also going to give away some really cool things tonight, so you have to be in chat to win those things. So get into chat. I'm giving away a book on... If you're an empath, it's called The Empath. I can't remember the exact title. It's about being an empath. So I'm giving away that book. I'm also giving away a beautiful crystal bracelet. And if you would prefer a purple energy plate, I'm giving those away too. But you have to be in chat to win those things. So if you're on the call, get into chat if you want to win one of those things. Very easy. I'll be asking a simple question. You just have to answer. But anyways, I appreciate you being here no matter what. So anyways, okay, so Beth, what would you tell people if they're looking to find out who their spirit guides are? I mean, you happen to come across your own, like because they actually made them their presence known. But what would you suggest to people on how to, you know, contact their spirit guides?
I think the best thing this might just be because it worked really well for me, but the biggest thing is that you probably want to, like, be in a relaxed state so that you don't have a lot of, you know, outside noise and like sensory input going on around you, like in a quiet place, like if you're going to meditate or like if you're going to take a nap or, you know, you could even sit in your car in the quiet and just kind of focus on what you're trying to find out, like and set an intention to, you know, say I want to and say it out loud too. You know, I would like to connect with you know, my spirit guides, any spirit guide who is, you know, right now nearby, like down the street, whatever, you know. Yeah, right. But definitely set an intention to for what you want. Like you want to talk to them or you want to know their names or you want to know, you know, if they're near you, and you know, that kind of thing. The thing is, they're always there. You call on them and they're there. Like, they just, it's like they're, that's what they do. So it's not like you could call on them and hope they show up. They're always going to show up. And it's just a matter of learning to get your mind into a space where you can listen. And because it's not like somebody standing in front of you talking to you. It's a little more tricky, but yeah, listening internally is really important, I think.
Right. Oh, I agree with that because it's always, not always, I mean, sometimes you'll hear the voice outside of your head, but usually it's like, it's in your, I can't explain it, but it's in your mind. You know what I mean? Like telepathically almost.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people describe it as just kind of like a telepathy. Which makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. So there's also such a thing as helper angels, which you kind of allude to. Helper angels are like freelance angels who are just looking for humans to help with specific situations, like finding new friends or finding a new office space. So the helper angels, man, I think I will be one of those. When I pass on, I don't know if I'll be an angel, but I mean, I definitely want to help people. You know what I mean? I want to.
That would definitely, yeah, that would suit you totally.
Yeah, totally. I'll be like, ooh, there's a car accident. I'm there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. Now, of course, there's the archangels, which is, you know, there's a bunch of archangels, but one of them is Raphael. Who, you know, specializes in healing. I call on Raphael a lot for my sister who's got cancer. I call on Raphael for everyone I know that is, you know, in bad health or suffering from something. So, I mean, that, you know, but I mean, when you call on an archangel, like some people feel a very, if you're sensitive or you're an empath, you're going to feel something as soon as you call on them to come into your realm, to be there, you're going to feel like the room shifts a little bit and you can, you know, you can tell that there's a divine being there. So anyways, you know, we should all really count on, even if you don't believe in angels, like Beth said, they are there nonetheless. So
exactly.
why not get to be friendly with them? Why not use their kindness and whatever in your own life, you know? Now, there's also spirit animals, which some people say, you know, like a spirit guide could be one of your pets that you lost. Or, you know, just another... like an animal that feels familiar to you, like, say, a wolf or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, a peacock or whatever. So there's that faction of spirit guides, too. I'm trying to see what else, because I have printed out some stuff here that I'm just kind of trying to tell you guys about.
I really love the concept of the animals because I swear to God I'm being followed around by a bunch of dead cats, you know.
You have a bunch of cats, right?
Yeah. But, like, I also have, like, lately been wondering if there isn't something to do with crows, because I've had, like, these weird encounters with crows. Not the encounters I want, because what I really want is to lure the crows to my yard and, like, talk to them and, you know, give them treats, and then they can bring me treats, because I've read that that happens, and that's really cool. Plus, they can talk. And so I really want to learn, I want to teach a crow to talk, but the encounters I've had have been, like, in weird places, like, where you don't normally see crows, or, like, they're all over my neighborhood, but they're never in my yard. But then something strange will happen, and then there's one on my roof. It's really just kind of cool. So I'm wondering about the crows. Maybe they just know,
yeah,
I want to be friends with them.
I love crows. I think that they are so freaking cool, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so how to attract crows. I mean, basically, they come around when there's, like, if you, like, had some stale bread or something and you broke it up and threw it out in the yard, believe me, they'll be there to get it. I know, I mean, have you ever watched those videos on YouTube about people that have crows as pets? And
yeah,
they can. They can speak up to 100 words, I think it is.
It's amazing.
And they live a long, long lives, too. But, I mean, they are very, intelligent, too. So, I mean, yeah, definitely. Oh, you should check out everything about crows. There's a book, Beth, called, oh, God, what's it called? It's all about crows. I can't remember, but I'll let you know off air.
Yeah, I won't remember it right now anyway.
Yeah. okay, so you guys might ask, how do spirit guides communicate with us, which is a very good question. Spirit guides will often enter your life by sending you signs, also called synchronicities, which is the
show that you did. There's that word.
Exactly. So we did a show on synchronicities not too long ago. And, of course, Carl Jung defined synchronicity as a meaningful coincidence. We know that. An example would be realizing you need to improve your romantic relationship after having a fight with your partner before bedtime. And out of the blue, the next day, you notice a book about communication in romantic relationships sitting on a coworker's desk.
That's awesome.
Spirit guides could also communicate to you through numbers or number sequences like 1111. Or 111, 222, that kind of thing. Or you might have a lucky number, and when you go for a job interview, your lucky number is in the company's address. Spirit guides could talk to you by sending musical messages, like a song that always inspires you playing on the radio when you get in the car after a rough day. Spirit guides might send you a dream that gives you an idea about how to handle a situation, or a guide could even appear to you in a dream. That has happened to me numerous times. Spirit guides could even send helpful people and opportunities your way. Another form of communication that often requires you to take action, asking an interesting new person in your life out to lunch, buying a ticket to a transformational workshop regarding the person or opportunity your guide has sent or somehow put on your radar. Now, I mean, that really speaks to, I think everyone comes into our life for a reason. And, you know, you know, like I always say this, I say this all the time. You're probably sick of hearing about it, but I do think everything that happens has a meaning and a purpose. And if we could see, I was talking to my friend Shelby today, and she is a fantastic, she's the one I told you about, Beth, that you should have went to instead of this other woman that you went to. But anyways, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So she was saying that she can, because I was asking her about healing the past. Can we heal the past? And she brought up a perfect example of how she has healed her childhood and her past. And she said, it's really, when I was able to see things through the universal, I don't remember the exact wording she used, but in other words, through the universal lens, like seeing things not only from the earth view, but seeing things from all angles that we, you know, as human beings, of course, we're looking at things as earthly human beings. But if you looked at things about, you know, from the viewpoint of all viewpoints, all facets of why things happen, good or bad, then you get a better understanding. And that's why it's like when I'm giving readings to people, I like to take an aerial view and look down and see the whole picture, not just the little picture of why can't I get a boyfriend or whatever, you know. So
yeah,
it's just so interesting, you know. What do you think about the number thing? The number thing, I mean, of course, I see, you know, probably 4 times a day I see a triple number, 555, 444, whatever the hell it is. But, I mean, I never took it, like, as anything, you know, special. What do you think, Beth?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, but it doesn't happen to me very often. The 11-11 thing will happen, but it seems to be random. You know, it's not regular enough for me to really tell me anything or for me to think there's anything to it. And, like, the only other thing number-wise that I can think of is, like, the number 17. I just really like that number, and I don't know why. I mean, it's just, you know, how you, like, you have a favorite color and people have a favorite number or whatever. That's my favorite number, but I have no idea why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So, I mean, but I'm not sure what it means. Maybe I'll find out at some point. But yeah, but as far as, like, you know, seeing numbers on a regular basis or anything like that, it doesn't usually happen. And not even 17, but when I hear it, when I happen to, you know, see I'm on page 17, oh, I love that number, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I know. I love that, too. So yesterday when I woke up, I said, Mom, let me hear the name Llewellyn today somewhere, and I'll know, you know, because I always test my parents, really, and say, can you show me something? They're probably so sick of it. And anyway, so then I'm watching the whole day, and I'm watching the news on PBS, and the lady's bringing up this pianist that is like 10 years old or something. She's very young, and she's an expert piano player. And then the broadcaster says, but I never blah, 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 blah about Llewellyn something. And I was like, oh, my God, that was good. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Because it wasn't like a name like, you know, a normal name. It was like, that's kind of specialized, you know, Llewellyn, you know?
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool, but. Yeah, so, I mean, I just think it's important because I heard once, and I don't know if this is true, that if you don't ask your angels to help you, then they're less likely to step in. So why wouldn't you welcome them? And why wouldn't you ask to help you in certain situations? Because we need all the help we can get on this planet, you know?
No kidding. Yeah, it's a tough life, y'all. But, yeah, I've also heard the opposite, too, is that the more you talk to them, the more you'll hear from them. So it's like they're like, yeah, we like to be needed, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's kind of like having a friend that you don't pay attention to, really, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
We know what happens when you don't pay attention to your friends. You lose them, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Or sometimes you don't lose them. Sometimes you want to lose them and you can't lose them.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, I mean, it's just like, you drift apart if you don't have contact.
Exactly. So it's important, you guys, to pay attention and really ask for that help because, you know, they will help you as much as they can. So in the chat, Tesla's Muse, I'm not sure who that is, but they're saying my guides are facepalming because I don't listen. I hear that, believe me. And, of course, we have Amy in the chat. Amy had a heart attack a few weeks ago, and she's home now, but she's still feeling very poorly. And Teresa, who's in chat, also says that she's praying for her. And Marie is in chat. Marie says she has a bundle from a Native American elder that she prays with, which I think is so cool. I have a bundle. My friend Keith, he passed away last year. He was a Navajo, no, Apache. And he brought me, when my father was very sick, he said, I went to the elders and they made this for your father. And I was just the, he was like the sweetest. I did a show with him while he was here visiting me. He was the sweetest guy, the sweetest, most, you know, sensitive, knowing. He was the epitome of what I would expect a Native American to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but, and I know they're not all, you know, whatever, but I mean, he was just like, just a fantastic person. Of course he died. You know, of course he died.
Figures, so, right?
Yeah, figures. No kidding. Jesus. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, so Adrian and Michael, now for you, so can you, Beth, can you kind of expound on what you heard them say to you at first, like when they're trying to talk and talk over each other? Like, were they trying to say, look, pay attention to us? Or what were they trying
basically,
to say?
Yeah, it was like kind of like, hello, here we are. And it was almost like there was a toddler going, me, see, here I am, see, you know, that kind of thing. You know, every once in a while too, like at first they didn't say anything to me that I heard or that I got. And, you know, as I've been talking to them more and more, I'll randomly hear like little things to do. And it's really cool. So, I mean, before it was like, if that ever happened to me, I just attributed it to my imagination. But now it's like, okay, get the ranch dressing, you know? Okay, I'll get it. Little things like that. I'm like, or if I can't, I'm so always so indecisive about things. Like, it'll take me 45 minutes to, you know, decide what I want for dinner if I can't figure it out, or you know, what kind of pizza do I want, and just crazy things like that. And then, like, now it'll be just like pepperoni, that's what you want, and then I'll get pepperoni and I'm perfectly happy with it. You know, it's simple things, but or, you know, something that I need to, like, don't forget your Fitbit, or, you know, thing, you know, just little helpful things like that, just daily, and it's really kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you're having some, I know just from your Facebook post, that you're having issues with your garden. Now, did you think about asking the garden, because there's, like, you know, nature spirits too, Beth, and
I have.
Did you think about asking them to come in and help?
I actually have. I've stood out in the yard and asked them to come and up, like, in front of individual plants, especially the ones that need help. And it seems to be helping. I mean, things aren't dying like I thought they were going to be dying. Like my zucchini. So here's the bad thing about zucchini is that eventually squash bugs will get to it. And you can sometimes control them to the point where they're not going to go away, but you can still manage to have the plants live for the rest of the season. And like last year, they just were goners by this time last year. Now this year, especially, I'm hoping that with this help that I'm getting from, you know, from whoever the garden gods are, you know, the zucchini are still producing. They're still alive, which is good, and they're showing a little damage, but not anything that they would like be dying from, you know, in the next couple of days. So that's definitely a bonus. And it makes me so happy because I really, you know, my garden really is just like I put a whole lot of work into it and time, and I love it, and it's just, you know, so sad and disappointing when it doesn't live, you know, when pests overcome everything. And you know, I know these little creatures too, they have to eat, so, but I feel bad, but I'm like, that's my dinner. You know, you go eat,
yeah, really.
Go eat this stuff in the marsh. There's plenty of foliage back there for you.
Right.
You know, and the deer,
right.
Oh my God, this year that I've had a deer, at least one deer in my yard. It ate all my hosta, which is fine because that garden's overgrown with weeds, but it came along and chewed the top off of three of my pepper plants and one of my tomato plants, right? And I'm like, I'm
wow.
calling that deer names and stuff. And so I asked for help.
Right.
I'm like, please, you know, there's plenty of other food in this neighborhood growing wild for these deer to eat. They don't have to come and eat my plants. And she hasn't been back. So, I mean, she might have
yeah.
been back, but she didn't eat anything. So that's been a help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much
yeah.
appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they will come and invade things. I mean, I don't have a garden yet because I don't have a freaking yard, but hopefully I'll have one soon.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, but I know I've seen people do different things to, you know, negate the animals eating the stuff. Like, there's like a check this out, Beth. There's an invisible, soundless thing that repels all animals that come near your plants, and you just like stick it in the ground and it works like a charm, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
that would help.
That
I had a rabbit too that I wished away. I haven't seen the rabbit again either, so
right.
Yeah,
right.
But you can also get you can buy at the hardware store, you can buy coyote pee.
Right. Right.
Oh man.
I've thought about doing that for my neighbors.
Oh my God.
And the Tesla's new says human pee works too. Oh, okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But Tesla's new says, I think I just met my twin flame. And it's been an emotional 5 weeks with tons of growth and healing. But our abundance is so closely linked in our combined astrology charts. And he's super shut up and not ready for this. Okay. So who is Robin here? Robin, if you're here, let me know. Because she said she was going to come to the show tonight. She's someone from the Awakening Ophelia Facebook group.
Cool.
I want to remind you guys, we have a free reading group on Facebook. It's called Awakening Ophelia, and you can join us. And I'll usually do free readings, like mini readings, you know, like maybe sometimes up to twice a week. And then Beth has been joining in as well, and we have a couple other readers in there. So join us, and you might be pleasantly surprised. It's really a kind of a cool group. People share things and it's good. So please join us there. Awakening Ophelia. Okay. So I guess Robin's not here. I thought she was, might have been one of a kind or, Tesla's muse, but I guess not. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to the readings, you guys. And Beth, what do you like for people to do when they're asking you for a reading? Do you like people to ask a question, or how would you like to handle it?
Yeah, questions are good because, you know, that's – because I think one of the things that interests me the most is trying to help people solve problems. And so by asking a question, then that – can go in that direction.
Right. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to play a quick song and we'll be back. And thanks for being here, Amy, Kay, One of a Kind, Marie, Tesla's Muse, and lovely Teresa. Okay, so we'll be back right after this song. Let me see. I'm trying to find a song. I guess I got to be more with it. Okay, I'll play this song. It's Brian Mathis, Wild Heart. We'll be back, you guys. Thanks for being here. That was Brian Mathis with Wild Heart. I like that song. Okay, so we are back. We are with Elizabeth Blue. She is living in Virginia right now, even though she's going to be moving to Germany one day. she's a mother to three beautiful boys. And she's all around. She's an author, a freaking fantastic author, and so meet her. She's lovely. Anyways, okay, so we're going to take the first call. It is 205. We'll see who we have. Hello, 205. Hello, 205. Guess she's not there. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, 505-867.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of in limbo just here, and I don't have a specific question, but I just wanted to find out if there's anything exciting or good coming into my life. I've gone through so much. I've made a lot of improvements and worked on myself for a long time, and I just wanted to find out what's coming next, if that's a question to ask.
Okay. So Beth's going to answer first.
All right.
I kind of think of something to do with flowers, like maybe do you have a garden? Like, I guess gardening's on my mind, too.
Wow.
Or do you have a space where you don't have a garden and, like, could, you know, plant a new garden? Some, like, you know, really pretty fall flowers, maybe. Or maybe there's, like, a botanical garden. Is there a botanical garden in your area that you might have a plan to visit at some point?
No, I do have some land, and I take care of the land. I let everything grow natural.
Cool.
I can't have a garden because I have too much wildlife around me.
Yeah.
I have to cover it. I know. I'll have to cover it. I've been having a hard time finding a good cover for my veggie garden. I want to plant a vegetable garden.
Yeah, I mean, I love vegetable gardens are great. The like as far as you know, things coming up that are exciting. I don't know. I'm not really thinking of anything in particular. Just something that's centered around flowers for some reason. Maybe some stranger will bring you flowers when you're out somewhere. That would be cool.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's coming.
So,
flowers.
Yeah. Patricia, I feel like what you just said, you've done a whole lot of healing on yourself. And, you know, you're coming through this really kind of trying time in your life. But, you know, I just, you know, I want to say this too, and I say this to myself too. It's like we're in a constant state of healing all the time. And, but that you've tried so hard to kind of let things go that you couldn't control, that says a lot, you know. I think that really what I see for you in the future, and I think the best saying about flowers, that's really the gardening thing is really a way of, it's a further way to heal is by tending to a garden, you know, planting flowers, things like that. I think that's where she was going with that. And I do think that, like, are you looking for a partner as well?
Well, I kind of gave up on that for a while. When I was healing after my divorce, I really wanted a partner, but I understand that I needed to work on myself first. And as I worked on myself, I found that I was falling more in love with myself and healing myself, and I've become more whole. So I'm not really looking, and I'm just letting whatever is, you know, be. Whatever comes, comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But right now I'm kind of in limbo, and I'm happy. I'm satisfied where I am. I'm happy with myself. And I think I need it to come to this point.
Right. I understand. Yeah. But, I mean, when you say, is there anything good happening in my future, anything coming from me, that's up to you. What would you like to see happen in your life?
Well, I'm happy so far with what's what's come, but with all this quarantine with the COVID and everything, I have distanced myself from more people. I just want more abundance and just happiness and peace and peace of mind and harmony coming into my life.
Well, it sounds like you are cultivating that, though. You know, I mean, because if I was to talk to probably anyone else and I said, you know, are you happy with yourself? They'd say no, you know. So, I mean, you've got half the battle's done right now. I do think that there's a gentleman coming into your life, and I'm not sure, like I'm seeing maybe a year out, but I mean, there's some man that is very, I can kind of see him in my mind. I can see he's smart, he's interesting, he loves nature, and he's also got a property like yours. You know, it's like it might be bigger than your property, but he's got a property like that, but he's kind of looking for peace and just like some kind of, you know, fulfillment that he hasn't had in his life yet. So, I mean, that's one thing I see. But abundance, I think you have it in your in your realm right now to have as much abundance as you want. I think you're just not looking in the right places, perhaps. Or do you feel like you deserve that?
Yes, I do. That's going to be the cherry on top for my life going forward, because I've been through so much. Believe me, I've been through hell and back. I've been tested in all areas. And I never thought that I would reach this space that I'm in of, you know, feeling more whole. I'm not codependent like I used to be, which is not saying that it's bad, but it's something that I need to be more whole within myself. So, Yes, I believe I deserve it, and I will welcome it, absolutely. Abundance is good.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you say abundance, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Abundance.
Like,
financial.
And what? Financially. Okay.
Because I would like to retire someday.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
Right. I hear you. Yeah, I mean, there's still something, like, that's going through my mind that says she can do this, but she's not doing the thing that she should be doing. I don't know if it's that you shouldn't be working where you are or what it is, but it's, like, something that is in your realm that you could go for and achieve this, but you're just not paying attention to it, and I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, mate. That's the one thing that I just can't pinpoint and I'm missing, and I want to get there.
Right. I hear you.
I feel like it might have something to do with the arts or something creative, whether it would be, you know, painting or making things like jewelry and or, you know, potentially starting your own business, doing something that's creative, something like that.
Yeah, and I just can't pinpoint it. I'm not an artist. I'm not really interested in that or jewelry, but I do want to work with my hands. I'm good with my hands. I love yard work. I love the land, but you know, I can't pinpoint it, and that's where I'm at a loss.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, I always think, like, think about, like, what do you get the most enjoyment out of? And what you get the most enjoyment out of how could you make that a living? So you're saying you love the land, you love working with the land. Is there something you could do with that? Offer landscaping or garden design or something like that, perhaps?
Yeah, I thought about that. I love cleaning yards. I love pulling weeds. I know it sounds weird, but...
You want to come to my house?
I actually started helping neighbors clean their yards, so... Yeah, I mean, that is something that I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do. I just absolutely love it. So I know it sounds kind
of strange. I bet there's a need for that, too, in your area, and you just don't know about it yet because you maybe haven't checked out what's available for that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, oh, my God, if I could, once I get a backyard, if I could hire someone to plan out a garden and help me decide which plants to use and all that, I would love that. So I'm not sure where you're located exactly, but I bet you if you started something up like that, you could make a go of it, you know, because I bet you have a good eye too, Patricia. Like you see things before they're actually in place. Like you see them where things look good and what looks good next to this or that, you know, do you have like a good eye like that?
I would think so. Yeah. And, I can see nature spirits actually.
Oh, wow.
The spirits and the plants.
Awesome. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When people start to become more in harmony with nature, the nature spirits start to come out. Once they trust you, when they trust the human being, that the human being is not going to harm the environment, they start coming out. It takes a while, though.
I bet it does, yeah.
Yeah,
I know one other person that sees nature spirits. Well, not one other, a few other people that see nature spirits. But, Patricia, can't you see that that is your calling?
Yeah, I can't see it yet. I know it's there, but I can't feel it yet. I guess it just hasn't shown itself to me yet, so... That's where I'm
okay.
I have a blind spot.
Right. So I would love for you to write down, if you have a journal or whatever, I would love for you to write down your ideas about planning landscapes and stuff. Just write down tell me why I would hire you to do it. What would you do? What, you know, obviously you can see nature spirits. For one thing, you don't. Of course, you don't want to tell some people that, but
right, they won't know what it is. Some people might not know.
Right, but I mean, it just seems that you could really plan out something, a map of what you would do and what you can do for people, and then start there. It's like make a list. You know, and say what you can do, what you will do. And, you know, I'm sure you know your nature, the plants and the flowers. I'm sure you know all about that, too. So, I mean, just start there. Listen, when you build something, the universe steps in and helps you, okay? So just like you set on a path to healing yourself, and becoming more whole, you can do that for other people. You can, you know, use your energy and your ingenuity and knowledge to help other people. You know, so, I mean, I urge you, that's why Beth brought, was tuning in on flowers, because that is your, that's your being. That's what you're meant for, you know?
Okay. Awesome.
So can you do that? Can you write down you know, what you would do. Like, say I hired you to go in my backyard and I had an acre of land. What would you do with it? What could you do with it? It's blank. What would you do? So just write down everything that you want, because when we imagine what we have to know what we want before we can get what we want. So that's why I want you to map it out on paper.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Think that would be amazing. I think, listen, I want to hire you, and I don't even know where you are. But it's like, I know that you would do a phenomenal job at that. I know you would.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Now, you can thank me by writing down everything and getting it going. Get it rolling, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And the next, I hope that you call back and tell me that you started to do this.
Okay. I will.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you
you're
for getting
welcome.
Me started on this.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, you got a lot of work to do, so get to it. Okay, thank you so much. And thank you for healing yourself and in so doing, healing other things in the meantime, too, because when we heal ourselves, we heal others. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For the reading. That was beautiful.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, we'll hear from you again, I hope.
Yes, you will. I'll update you on progress.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night. Yeah, so that's why you saw the flowers, Beth, because I feel like she is really meant to do that. It's like when we look at what makes us the happiest, that you know, we can't always make a living at what makes us the happiest.
Yeah, because you can't. Nobody's going to pay me to nap.
Right. Unless you do one of those sleep studies.
Right? I'm a professional napper.
Right, totally.
But, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I've read that over and over, that you can do what you want to do. You know, there's not necessarily any reason why anybody should be stuck in a job they hate, because it's possible for everybody to fulfill, you know, what they really love to do, depending on what it is.
I know. It's just that fear of not being able to make money because, I mean, as creative individuals or in whatever realm, gardening or whatever it is, we're afraid we're not going to be able to make a living at it. But, I mean, imagine going out on that limb and finding, yes, there is a need for me. There's a need
mm-hmm.
for me, and people
mm-hmm.
want to freaking hire me, you know? So I
definitely
think it's important to follow that what's in your heart, you know? But anyways, okay, so the next caller, let's see who we have. We have 520-234. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
Oh, it goes. It's, you know, at life, every time you take a breath, there's more to life.
Well, that's true.
And you have to take another breath and get on with life.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so profound, like a Chinese, what do you call it, fortune cookie.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I was going to say, I was going to ask you, please, if I could, Well, I'm selling my house, you know, and if it all sells, I have to get out at the end of August. And within the last 4 to 5 days, I've had the realtor come to me, the realtor that represents the buyers, and each day has been a different story. If they're not going to buy, the next day they'll say they are going to buy. So the latest, and of course, if they don't buy, then I don't have to leave. And in the meantime, I've been traveling my whole state that I live in looking for a place to live.
Right.
I've been frantic. I wake up at 2 a.m. and I meditate and pray and ask for guidance. And I can live anywhere. You know, I could live in my car.
Right.
I don't know why that strikes me as funny. But it does. And so the last, like I said, I was told they were going to buy it. That was this morning. I was told. I was called. As a matter of fact, a phone call came in and said, oh, good news. And I've made no secret of it. The buyer's agent, look, if they walk away, I'll be happy. I said, if they buy it, I'll be happy. Not really. I won't be happy if they buy it. I didn't tell her that, but I, you know, inside I was saying that. So, I don't know. It looks like they might be buying it.
So, but Lisa, you're sending out vibes like you don't want to sell it.
Not right now. I would want, now that I know the reality of, God, where am I going to live? And, you know, I could live... within reason, you know, I have a wide variety of choices of where I can live, but none of them appeal to me. None of them. And they're all, you know, when somebody says they're going to take something away from you, all of a sudden it's the most precious gem in the whole world to you, you know?
Right.
It becomes like, high value almost.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, what do you guys see? You see it going through?
So this, you got the word this morning that they were going to buy it, and then you didn't hear anything else after that, correct?
Well, that's how the process works, pretty much. We have a lot of procedures that we have to do. Tomorrow is one procedure, another step in the process, and... this morning
right.
I got it
still,
from.
Yeah. Okay, so it still has to be, now is it going to pass inspection? Do you have inspections there?
Oh, we've already gone past that. We're now at the point of where we're going to get it appraised. And I say we, not me, not we. I'm not part of it. I'm just the one that owns the damn place. And, what happened was I got a phone call, and the official word is that they're going to buy it. So that leaves me till the end. And like I said, I'm not in bad straits. You know, I can live anywhere. I mean, within reason. I can't live next door to Donald Trump. Not that I would want to, but, you know, I can't do that.
Right.
But it's not like... I mean, I'll be okay wherever I go. It's just, I'll be homeless.
Right. So, but you've been, all right, so you have to the end of August, which is only like 3 weeks away, really. You've been diligently looking for a place to live, right?
Oh, my God, you would not believe. I have driven all over the state. I continue to do so, and it's just making me nauseous. I've looked at tiny house communities. There's only one that I know of I went to go look at, and I thought, oh, God, this is not for me. You know, they were all crunched up together, and they all had new cars, but it was on a mud patch, and, you know, it was naked of any vegetation, and They're just all crunched up together. And see,
Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, I've looked everywhere. I've turned over every rock. And I this is how my lifelong process has been when I do this kind of thing. When I'm searching for something monumental, not so much this, but monumental. And I think this is how this is going to maybe play out. I'll find it. I'll find something, like it'll speak to me finally. But,
you'll know it when you see it kind of thing.
Oh, man. And, I try to picture, okay, where do you want to live? I want to live by a river. But I just feel so restless when I think of a spot, of where I could live, like in a community or whatever. I feel very restless at the thought of when I picture something. And I've driven to 5 hours away. I've driven, called all over, tons of people. And I'm in an industry. I've called other people in my industry. I have one guy that says, excuse me, he'll look. He sent me some ideas and maybe sort of, I caught into it. But I don't know. I've even thought about getting a van, and doing a van build out. Sometimes people live in vans and just travel out in the country. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. It'll come to me. It'll speak to me. I could live with my former boyfriend, which I don't want to. I don't want to live like, I don't want to do that. It'll be okay if I have to, but.
I think this is a great job for spirit guides. This is like the perfect thing to hand over to them. Recently I was reading, it might have been listening to on a podcast, but something where they were talking about how, if you have a problem, and you've tried and tried and tried to solve it, and you really just aren't coming up with anything, turn it over, turn the whole thing over to your spirit guides and say, look, handle this for me, please, because I don't know what to do, and see where that takes you.
I almost wish they wouldn't buy it, because now that I know the reality of what's out there, it's like, oh, man, I almost wish I could just have some more time to kind of – but I know me. I know who I am. If they say, well, we're not going to buy this, and then I'll just probably enjoy myself. I won't go looking for anything. I'll just say, I'll just mosey on with days, let the days go by and still have the house up for sale. And, I'll just – got it. I think what's going on is it's time for me to move. I think that's what's going on. I think it's time for me to get out. I've been here 20 years, and I think it's time. And I just really haven't been happy. All of a sudden, I left my 20-year relationship in January. All of a sudden, I'm making great friends. My life has opened up. I've found a great nurse practitioner that I love. It's so weird now that I'm getting ready to move.
But that stuff does happen, Hey, have you, Lisa, looked in Flagstaff, Arizona?
All those areas, Prescott. I was at Prescott. I went to go check that out. My mom, who's like in her almost approaching 90, used to take us there because she loved Prescott, like in the middle 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Man, that place is now a city jungle. It's just unbelievable. Cars whizzing by. Everything is so modern. They have every box store in the planet there. It's ugly. And, I went there to kind of check out a couple of different places, and it's ugly. It's like, the capitalists came in and they shoved the dollars into wherever they needed to, and they built, poured concrete and then built, and it's
right.
Just, oh God, I don't even recognize when I was there in the 90s.
Yeah, but listen, Flagstaff, Flagstaff's different than Prescott.
I thought it was more expensive than Prescott.
I'm not sure. I've been there. I stayed there with Amy, who's in chat right now. I stayed there with Amy and a few other girls. But anyway, Prescott, it might be a little more expensive. I want to, after you get off the phone, I want you to go look up what's available in Flagstaff. Just for the hell of it, Lisa.
Okay.
For the hell of it. I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, listen, I know that you probably aren't going to want to move to Sedona or something like that, but, I mean, Flagstaff is 20 minutes from Sedona. It's like a, it's a great, you know. Check it out. Check it out, you know. Even if you have, because if you don't want to buy a house, you could still rent somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't want to put roots down right now unless something owns my lap, unless, you know, someone like Bill Gates came. Why am I naming all these stupid people?
I don't know.
Here, Lisa. It's not going to happen. And I like Melinda Gates anyway very much. I wouldn't even do that to her.
Well, she separated anyways. They separated.
Yeah. Don Rubbish, that guy. Who knew?
Yeah,
scratch
really,
the surface.
No.
Yeah. No, okay, so I'll take you. Yeah, I think this is, I've heard about Flagstaff. I know of Flagstaff. I was there several years back, and I was on a business errand, so I was just in and out. I didn't have time to, you know, take the tourist run around, but I'll go check it out. It's near my grandson. It's in that neighborhood. You know, he's in the Sedona area. He's outside of Sedona, my little grandson. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what we see. You think these people are going to buy my house?
Yeah. I think they really, they do want the house. I feel like they really want the house. You know.
Oh, God.
I know.
Isn't that awful?
Well,
you know, I was going to tell my boss, because I'm in this industry, I'm going to tell him, tell everyone not to be attached to the idea of selling anything, because that's how it gets sold.
Yeah, right. Right. I know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
thank you,
but,
ladies.
I mean,
I don't hold, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, Thanks. I know, Lisa, it's going to be okay. You're going to find somewhere. I know you are, you know. You're going to find something.
I could always, you know, you've heard of bar hopping. I could always rest stop hop. You know, I could always take my car. Live in my car.
I don't think you're going to have to do that. Even if you went on Airbnb and rented a month there and a month there, you're going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rest stops can be scenery, you know?
Yeah, they can be.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies. I love listening to your shows.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I do.
Let me know if you have any other questions. You can contact me on Facebook if you want to, you know.
You have the weirdest colors. You have me who's going to live at a rest stop. You have the other lady that loves to pull weeds.
Yeah, right. Totally. I love it.
You're a vortex for unique. Oh, thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's like, you know, I know what it is to let go of a house because it's hard. It's like, when I had to sell my parents' house, I was, like, crying every day about it. But anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 201-321. Hello? 201-321? No, they're not there either. Jeez.
Hmm.
A bunch of ghost calls there. Yeah, creepy is right. Okay, so we've got, let me try Patricia again. 205-675? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
I've been trying to get my phone off of mute for the longest. Yes, I had it on mute, and I had it on speaker at one point, and then I had to say something to the grand boys, like, go and finish looking at cartoon, and I didn't want to yell in your I didn't want you to pick up and I'm yelling, go look at cartoon. So I put it on mute, and then when I came back and you just, you know, you started picking up calls, I'm just talking, hi, my name is Patricia, and I thought, why do they not hear me?
Oh, my God. Thank you for coming back. It's almost like standing at the bus stop, and are you running to get the, you see the bus? You have enough time to get there. You're ready before time. But right at the last minute, it's like you turn around because you left something. And there goes the bus.
Right.
You're trying to catch it. And so you think, okay, I'm just going to go down here because it's got to circle back around and go out, you know.
At some point.
So
yeah,
thank you
point.
For circling back around.
Sir,
oh,
how
my
can
goodness.
We help you keep us up?
Yes. I would just like to know, what do you ladies see for me in the next couple of months? Please and thank you.
Okay, Beth?
I see some types of parties, not cookouts or outdoor type things, fun stuff. If that makes any sense, like maybe family gatherings, groups of friends, safely, of course, with social distancing.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up on, is like just some fun stuff for the, you know, rest of the summertime type things, and especially once the weather starts to maybe cool off a little bit. I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but if it's, you know, been nasty like it has here, soon it'll be cooling off, and so like that's a good time for getting together with people. It feels like people want to get together with you. Maybe you have friends that you haven't seen in a while or something like that.
I do. I'm here in Alabama, so it's extremely hot and sticky. Yeah, that type of feel that you, when you're going out, when you're going out, you want to make sure that either dressing cool. I mean, you can't take off enough clothes, or you want to get to a cool place as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, totally. Can I ask you, Patricia, do you play bingo?
I don't.
Is there bingo around you?
There's not really bingo. Not bingo. Bingo around.
Huh. Okay. I don't know why I saw you playing a game and winning a little bit of money. I thought it was bingo.
Maybe cards. With my brother, he just he's finalizing his divorce, and so he decided that, hey, you know, we hadn't played cards in like 2 years, so maybe, you know, once I, you know, sort of heal a little bit from what's been going on and get myself in a good swing, and I thought, well, yeah, why not? You know, people, happy people.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Yes.
So can I ask you, so are you like in the kitchen right now in your house?
I'm actually in my bedroom.
You're in your bedroom. Okay. So can I ask you, is the kitchen, I'm sorry. Is Does the kitchen have tons of wood work in it?
Does it have tons of, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the rest.
Woodwork, like wood?
Yes. Well, the cabinets are wood.
But it's like the side, like, I don't know why I see like dark wood in the kitchen. But anyways, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to remote view you right now. Patricia. So let me just tell you what I see. I see like a bowl with like maybe one piece of fruit in it or something, or maybe two pieces of fruit in it. And I don't know. I mean, and then there's something green on the wall in the kitchen. Does that make any sense? Sorry.
It's not a bowl with any fruit, but there are grapes in the refrigerator. And look, I've been living here for 15 years, and now you have me walking towards the kitchen. I was going to say, I don't have anything green. I do have a tall vase, because I have this sort of like a kitchen living room combo, but it opens up so you can kind of look inside the living room area. So on the bar, I have this tall vase that's green that I have flowers in. So you can kind of, so my bar chair sit where if you're at the kitchen sink, you can have someone sitting right there in front of you. So that's to look off into. Yeah.
So, I'm kind of going off here because I just want to see if anything I say makes any sense to you. Would your mother have been in that kitchen?
No. Well, she comes over to visit, but she doesn't, you know, I mean, she'll go in and get water out the refrigerator, but, I mean, if she would go in, you know, she goes in the refrigerator, but she's never cooked in my kitchen, if that's okay.
Okay. I don't know why I'm focused on your kitchen. There's something about that kitchen. I don't know what it is. Shit. Okay, all right. Beth, continue. I'm sorry. What's going on here?
Maybe the kitchen is where the center of this party to come might take place.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe if you had a party or something at your house with your family, and you could play cards with your brother in the kitchen.
Well,
maybe that's what Corrine's seeing in the kitchen.
Well, he's invited us over to his home to play cards. And so, So, you know, I don't want to be cleaning up my kitchen with his card game, but certainly I'll help cook and clean his kitchen.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. It's like something about the kitchen that is like, I'm sorry, I just have to ask one more question. Patricia, do you ever see anything strange in the kitchen? Does anything strange happen to you in that kitchen?
Say, you know, my light, it tends to blink a lot in the kitchen, and to the point where even my grandbabies notice. So they'll tell me, Grandma, that light is blinking, you know. And at first I thought maybe it's raining, it's storming outside, so maybe the lights are blinking. But it's only in the kitchen that light it blinks, you know, in the kitchen. And it's almost like I need to notice. You know, that it's doing.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm accurate here at all. Please believe me. But I feel like it's either it's an older woman in the kitchen, and she's like, she's in control of that kitchen, and she makes herself known. Someone who has passed. I don't know who lived in the house before you or if it's a grandmother, but it's like some older woman is like, this is my kitchen, and I'm going to be in control of it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Whatever. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know, but
I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say, well, my grandmother, my mother's mom, so lately here, she has been, making me very aware that she is here with me, and she's always been here with me. And, you know, for the most part, if I get a reading, she makes an appearance, and she speaks to me, and she's been doing it more and more. It seems like since I have awakened in the last 6 months, you know, earlier we were talking about the numbers, and so a lot of the numbers and the visual dreams and the journaling I have been doing, and she has been making herself more apparent to me. And
right.
She cooks in the kitchen all the time. She was a cook. She cooks other food all the time for the family. She cooks all the time. So when she comes to me, she's usually in the kitchen cooking. I often, and I wonder if it's her, because I would say it. Grandma, is that you? You know, I don't know, you know, it's funny that you bring up the kitchen, because that's the only thing I can kind of reference it to, you know, Grandma.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that Patricia, I think she wants to show you, like you just said, you see signs of her being there and you know she's there. But she also likes that green vase. She loves the green vase, I feel. And she's like, yeah, I want to make sure she's putting in the right ingredients, she says. I want to make sure she's, you know, cooking, because I think that there's probably things that you make that she made before, and I mean, it's just very, very interesting. Like, she's like, oh, okay, yeah, she knows I'm there, but she's got to really know I'm there, because she doubts that I'm there, and okay, thank you, Grandma. Okay. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing this on air right now, because sometimes, like, when I'm giving a reading, I'll, like, start to channel somebody, and I'll, like, go on and on, but I shouldn't be doing that right now, so I won't say anything more, but, I mean, I think it's your grandmother, flicking the light, being there, you know, I don't know, I think it's...
Okay.
Mm. But I also think that, like I said about the bingo thing, there's, like... Go to your brother's house when he's doing the card game. I think it's going to be fun. I think you're going to win a little money because you're probably, I think that you're very good at that, actually. You got a good poker face. And I think that you'd be very good at doing that, you know. You're going to have fun with that, I feel, you know. But there's
okay.
No, you don't have anything planned for the going to a lake or something. Do you have anything planned in the next couple months?
I don't
okay.
have anything
so,
planned.
What is the nearest lake to you? Like, what is the nearest, like, kind of resort type lake where there's houses around it?
Maybe a half hour. I mean, it's not too far. Maybe a half hour away from me.
Okay, so, yeah. So because I see you and part of your family with you at this kind of lake house thing, it's not very expensive to rent this house, I feel. It would be something so delightful for you, just delightful. So would you, Patricia, would you look into that, like if there's a place to rent outside of that lake or near that lake? Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I'm seeing like early September. I would love for you to do that because you need a little break too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you want your family. Of course you're going to take some of your family. But I see you there. So please check that out. See how much it is. I think it's very inexpensive, especially in September. It'll be less expensive than it normally would be. Please look into that because I think it's something you can afford to do and that you should do.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I want to go with you, too. Because
me too.
Yeah, I definitely need a break. You hit it on a nail. Of course, picking up the kitchen. But yes, that sounds like something I really need. And, you know, family, I mean, just, you know, you add family to it and it's just as comforting. So, yes.
Right. It's gold when you can do something like that and get together like that, you know. Yeah, I feel like I said, even if you asked everyone to pitch in like $25 or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but I feel like it's very affordable. I want you, after you get off the phone, would you please, Patricia, go look at what's available for houses around that in September, you know?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be excellent for you.
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome. Let us know what happens. Go look it up and please let us know what happens.
I sure will. Thank you both. I love you both. Many blessings to you both. And continue to stay safe. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. So sweet, you know?
Yeah. I hope they get to have a good time.
Me too. I see her there with her family members, like some of her family members. There's children there too. And they're just having a freaking ball. You know what I mean? Like, I love that. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to take a break? It's 11:34, so we have like an hour to go, you guys. Do you want to take a little break, Beth, or do you want to keep going?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Okay. So I'm going to play a song, and this song is 4 minutes, so we'll have, like, 4 minute break, and we still have our lovely gals. And Tesla's Muse, tell me who you are, man. And also, who would like a crystal bracelet in chat? And who would like a purple plate? I know some of you already have purple plates. And who would like the empath book? So tell me in chat who would like what, and I'll send you whatever you request because I so much appreciate you being here. And everyone needs a purple energy plate, so I love to give those away. So, okay, so we're going to play this song, and we will be back in just 4 minutes. Thanks so much, you guys.
I can't help but stop.
And that was Mesmer with Boeing. So I love that song. Okay, we are back with Elizabeth Blue. And, Beth, how did you get that last name? That's a real last name, right?
Yeah. It's my dad's side of the family is they're from Scotland. And so it's a Scottish name. Like my Yeah, my dad's name, his first name is Dugald, and his father's name is Dugald. My brother's name is Dugald. My nephew's name is Dugald. He's Dugald Blue the Fifth, my nephew.
Wow. That's kind of cool. I mean, that's such a cool last name, you know?
If people remember it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Nobody knows how to spell it. It's just like the color, and I always have to say, they're like, how do you spell that?
Yeah, you're like, you ever hear a blue, the color? Yeah.
Just like my shirt.
That's funny. Okay, so we're back giving readings, and we have 219. Who do we have at 219? Did I pick you up already, and you didn't answer me? 219? What? That's the Blanco. El Blanco. Okay, thank you. Okay, so 201.
201, 321. Hi, Corrine. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How's it going?
It's going. I did the same thing as the previous caller. You were talking to me, and I was trying to unmute. I guess my hand and my head were working together at the right thing.
I hear you. I hear you. So, Jackie, how is it progressing?
I did some gardening today. I was over by the house today. And I think it's progressing. I mean, it's August, you know, I'm just trying to figure things out and do what I can when I can.
Right, right.
And not feeling overwhelmed by it, you know, because I honestly do get anxiety around some things. Let me just ask a question, because I really was going to ask a leadership reading, right? But it has something to do with this as well. My husband has a friend that he grew up with that always liked my sister. And he calls my husband like out of the blue, and he's always asking about my sister. And my intuition is telling me he's really doing that because he has been doing that. And I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong, but there's something that's not clicking with my husband's friend regarding, like, trying to bring up a conversation about my sister.
Right. So, Jackie, I didn't hear what you said about what your intuition said about him.
I think she hasn't asking my husband about her. Like, she's trying to make it appear that he hasn't spoken to her.
Okay.
But he's trying to get into my husband's head.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know. Beth, what do you feel?
Yeah, I feel there's something fishy going on. Something's not quite right there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's not being honest.
I know she's not honest, but I'm trying to figure out everything is always about money. Everything is always about house. Everything is always about, you know, something that somebody could get. I'm just trying to figure out why would he even do that? Like, this is someone who my husband grew up with.
Right.
Lord, I'm at the place, Karina, you know, it's like, get out my business, stay out my way. You guys already caused enough turmoil in my life. And I just want to know, you know, if even through mediumship, you know, message, what's really going on?
Right. Well, like Beth, I feel like there's something. I mean, why is he asking your husband about it? He should call her and ask her, you know?
He makes it appear as if he hasn't heard from her, but yet he tells my husband, you know, oh, he heard she got married. No, well, why would you want to get in contact with her? She's married. You know?
Right, right.
I think he's fishing. It's just something with it, because I know how she operates. That's how she uses people.
Right, right. So you think he's fishing for information from your husband
for her
about what's happening mm-hmm. between the two of you? Okay, yeah.
Who would readily give it up because he doesn't believe it? It's like, no, mm-hmm. he hasn't seen her. He hasn't heard from her. He keeps asking for it. That's all bullshit. I don't feel that.
Mm-hmm. But your husband doesn't say. Yeah, but your
husband doesn't say anything.
Right. But your husband doesn't say anything bad about her, right?
No, he really never did. He's just trying to get into, she's trying to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. I would just not answer his calls anymore. I would just not even answer his calls.
He's going to answer his calls. They grew up together in another country. They pretty much came here together. They're friends,
yeah.
But the friend likes my sister. He's always liked her.
Right, right.
See, everyone has a
yeah.
motive, and I know how she
right.
operates. I know the friend's motive as well, but she's not doing too well now at all, you know, financially.
Right.
I told
yeah,
you everyone
I mean,
is concerned about this location. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I bet. I know. It's Jesus, you know?
Yeah, but no one went to do shit before. Now that I'm doing it, then it's a problem. But,
mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know what I would do, Jackie, if I were you? I would get on the phone with him and say, what's going on? What are you asking about? And really, how can I help you with this? You know, I would get on the phone with that gentleman and say that. And then you get to the bottom of what the hell he's really after, you know? And I know your husband's probably like, oh, don't, you know, whatever, don't get involved or whatever. But, I mean, I would get
yeah,
on the phone with him and say, yeah. But I would say, what's going on, you know, really?
Somebody's got to spill the beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, I'm dealing with a mass manipulator. I'm concerned about her, but at the same time too, I'm extremely cautious when it pertains to her. There's things that I want to get rid of years ago, and she hasn't come pick them up. But if I put them out, then that'll be a problem later on. You know, oh, you threw away my stuff, or you stole my stuff, and not throwing anything. I want to get rid of the junk.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The headache. That's the thing that clouds my beast, you know? But
right.
Do you have
messages
on the other side? From my guide.
So Beth, let's hear what Beth has to say first. Do you have any messages? Like maybe ask Adrian and Michael if they have any messages for Jackie.
I think the main thing I'm hearing is that, unfortunately, you need to be the one to take charge, whatever that situation, this particular situation or whatever. But it's not going to get resolved unless you do it yourself, basically.
Will COVID get in the way? Like this whole uptick?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously everybody still needs to be careful, but it doesn't seem like I'm not seeing any issues with that other than, just the need to be careful, but no illness.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. I think that if I was to tell you, Jackie, what the messages from the other side were, is like, we love what you're doing. We love that you are paying attention and that you're making things beautiful. And, it's appreciation, basically, is what I'm feeling,
Yeah. And when I tell you, it's the entire family, my mother's sisters, it's really weird with them. To the point, if anything happens to them, I'm not even going to go because I can't forget what they've done, how they allowed all of this to happen. And I don't understand why. And it all boils back to my husband, too, because he's been my strongest support, but he's also been the thorn in my flesh. Because he wants to move this on, and he doesn't understand some things are so complicated in my mind, at times. Because I got to look at I look at things every angle, and I do overthink at times. Or a lot.
Right. I know. Listen, we can't understand why people do the shit that they do. Like I said earlier, it's like when these things happen and people are so petty and jealous and just attacking you, we cannot understand where they're coming from, but it's okay that we can't understand everything because we're just moving ahead in our own light, and that's all we got, man. You got yourself, Jackie. And that is a bright freaking spot on earth, and you just keep going ahead with that. And listen, don't freaking pay mind to what's going on around you,
Okay. I just feel it. I tried to write and your chat isn't open. I don't see your chat on Blog Talk because I really want to know what was the title of the book, the impact book you were talking about.
Oh, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you, Jackie. The chat is open, but maybe it wasn't open for you for some reason. I'm not sure why. But I can send you that book.
Oh. I would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You will, believe me, this book is really, it's a really great book. I mean, it shows you or explains why things why you feel certain ways about what happens. And, you know, it's just a really good book that explains it. And you should have this book, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that. The guides tell are kind of telling me to let you know that your well-being is of the utmost importance to you, mm-hmm. and also, you know, to everybody around you. And so
right.
that's, you know, I think that's a perfect book for you too, because it'll help you with, you know, dealing with the things that go on around you, and help you maybe protect your energy so that it doesn't, you know, cause too much stress, because we all know stress is really, really bad for us. So they
yeah.
want you to take care of yourself.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I do have your address, Jackie, so I can send it to you.
Okay, thank you. I would appreciate that. Let me ask you a question. The other night, some alarms went off in my house just real quick, and then it stopped. And I felt like it was the alarms went off. It was trying to get my attention. There was nothing going on in the house. The alarm went off, and then it just stopped. Was that a sign from the other side? Or am I overthinking?
You know, I think that you are on such an alarm, like everything in your body is like on alarm right now. It's like, is something going to happen? What's going to happen? I almost feel, Jackie, that you set those off.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think you do have a strong energy, Jackie. I always have thought that. So you're on constant alert for something. You're on constant alert for what's going to happen next. When is the next shoe going to drop? You kind of got to, like, I don't know exactly how you're going to remove yourself from that mind labyrinth that you're in right now. But I mean, I know you mm-hmm. can do it. I know you're capable of doing it. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of the best way to tell you how to, you know, I think I taught you the last time we spoke about the etheric tornado, like just removing everything from
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
the tornado through your body. And just, like, imagine somebody pouring moonlight over you that, like, just flows all through your body into the earth. It's like that's all you are is light. There is no darkness, okay? There is darkness outside, mm-hmm. but not near you, not near you. It's like you are totally covered in this brightest light ever. Just know that you are protected. You are protected. No matter what happens on the outside, it's not going
mm-hmm.
to affect you unless you let it affect you, unless you allow it to affect you. But this is not going to affect you. So you just got to get in. And I know you've been through so much up to this point, but got to let that, like, flow into your being. Like, know that this is the truth. This is the standard now. I am protected. I am surrounded by light. Nothing is going to stop me. Nothing's going to deter me, harm me, or deter me from what I'm doing. Nothing. But you got to own that, Jackie. You got to own that.
And, you know, I really do. You know, the doubt comes in my mind when I listen to my husband, because he's worried about work, that there's changes going on in his job, you know, and we have so much money tied in this, you know. So I can understand his concern. But it's sometimes I don't need to hear it. Like,
right.
You know? And I'm trying to reassure him because what I want to do, he doesn't want to do it that way. But that's one conversation off air. I don't want to get into that on the air.
Right. Yeah.
Because I know what I should do, and everyone, no one should say anything. So, where were you? You know, you did nothing. Get out of here.
Right. But, I mean, that entails anything outside of you. I mean, I know you're married to your husband, and you're very close, but that is also outside of you. But if you want to put it, include him in that, too, that he is also covered in light, that nothing can harm him either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think once I send you this book, Jackie, you're going to get a lot of ideas and learn a whole bunch of stuff about who you are and why, you know, why you're feeling the things you feel, you know. So I can't wait till you get the book. I'm really excited about that. You know, you got to let me know when you get it, and after you read it, you got to let me know.
Okay, I will. I definitely do want to order something. Remember, I was telling you last time I spoke to you, I want to order something for put over in the house.
Right. Yeah. But the only thing that is the most powerful is, like I said, the large plate. That's the most powerful energy thing that I sell. So, you know.
So whether I'm physically not there, just as long as I surround myself by this, then that particular location is okay.
Yeah, you can do that, Jackie, you can do that with the location as well. You can put that brilliant Christ light around the location as well, okay? So consider, like, so if you're putting the house itself under protection, you're going to surround the whole entire house and all the rooms with that white, hugely bright light. Okay, so the house will be protected if you do that. You got to do it every day. And just like you surround yourself with that light, surround the house with that light.
Okay.
It works. Okay. Trust me, it works, you know.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I do appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Jackie. I love you, Jackie.
I love you, too. You know I do.
I know. I know. And I appreciate it. And you're always in my prayers, too.
Thank you, my love.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk soon, and I'll send you that book meanwhile.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Love that, Jackie. I love that, Jackie. Okay, so let me see. So can you do a couple more, Beth?
Certainly.
Okay, so we have 805-617. Hello.
Oh, hi. Good evening. It's Donna from California. How are you?
Hey, okay, Donna, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, pretty good. Money's coming in a little bit. I was playing at the casino, and I won some, and so that changes things. So I think maybe money will come in. That's what I'm asking about. And then this man that I look after, he's blind. I look after him 4 days a week for 3 hours a day. And the other day he said, it's just, he has a woman in his life that he's known for 10 years. And then he has a brother. And he said, oh, I'm going to be leaving you in my will. I wanted you to know. But then he never asked for any information. Don't they have to have information like Social Security and all that?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I know. He said his brother is the executor. The brother is the executor.
You're not going to get any money from him. The brother's
no,
the executor.
Huh?
Forget it. No, you're not going to get any
money. Oh, no, no, no. His brother, though, is like, his brother is so, so wealthy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but
so he doesn't,
listen
he,
to me. Wealthy, listen, wealthy people don't care about unwealthy people, usually.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. Yeah. It's Beth, do you think that's true?
Absolutely. It's, yeah. It's rare that it's not that way from my experience.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay, Donna. You don't need that money anyways. You're going to have other things coming into play. You don't need that money, you know?
What's coming into play?
I said you're going to have other things that are bringing you money to come that yeah. come into play. You don't need that, you know?
That's what I'm thinking, too. You know,
yeah.
my brother-in-law and I are good friends. I introduced him. He wasn't for me because he was too much of a homebody. So 20 years ago, I introduced him to my sister, and they got married, and he's kind of a trust fund baby. And when he passes, he's leaving my sister's brothers and sisters. We each get about $1.5 million, right? But
wow.
I don't think I'm ever going to see that because he's the same age as me. And it has to be when he's gone and my sister. And so I'm not even counting on that money. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not
counting on that at all. Well, you never know what's going to happen. But, I mean, here's the thing. Don't be looking for other people's money. It's like you know, are you comfortable enough right now? Don't worry about other people's money.
Oh, I have
no
money. I'm on Social Security, a fixed income. I mean, no. I don't make any money, you know, but my brother's very wealthy. He treats me to Hawaii every year and pays for everything, all the restaurants and everything, and you know, so I'm lucky that way. And you know, I'm just, family's been nice to me. My brother-in-law helps me out every month with money. He pays for all my dental, and he bought me a new car.
Oh,
you know, so that's,
do you understand how fortunate you are?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, really? Donna, seriously, oh, my God, I would love for somebody to do that for me. I don't have anyone to do that for me. You're very fortunate. You know?
Yeah, I'm very grateful to him. He's been very kind. You know,
uh-huh.
Very kind. And then he sent me to a naturopathic doctor. I wanted to see if I was lacking in any vitamins, and that was like $1,000. And now he buys all my supplements for me.
See?
You
know, that's great.
You're already high quality supplements. Do you understand, Donna, how rich you are already?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've got a lot of nice.
I mean, really, are you appreciating that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I send them nice little cards, and you know.
Yeah. I mean, so don't be looking outside of your wealth right now for more wealth because you
well,
already have.
I want to go traveling. I want to go traveling
okay.
now. See, I want to go to, you know, I want to go traveling, you know. I maybe go to Portugal or somewhere.
I was going to say, what does Greece mean to you? Do you want to go to Greece?
Sure, why not? Yeah, Greece would be nice. Sure.
I don't know why I see you going to Greece. Like I see you sitting there by like an oceanside restaurant. Like you're at an oceanside restaurant and you're eating Kalamata olives and you're your freaking
oh yummy
live the high life. Shoot, how's this gonna happen? Let me see. Hold on, Beth. What are you picking up while I'm sitting here thinking about the Greece thing?
I'm definitely seeing Mediterranean. I didn't specify Greece, but the Mediterranean is what I'm thinking. And
that could be Italy. Yeah.
It could be Italy. Yeah, definitely by the water. And it's nice and the weather's beautiful.
Lovely. You know, with all this, you know, and then my neighbor next door, he's 85. Oh, I help him out with everything, right? But he's going to leave me his truck and his car and his gold watch. He's leaving me everything. He doesn't have much, but, you know, just the fact, you know, but I don't help him because of that. You know what I mean? He put that in writing. See, I have that in writing, right? But I don't help him because of that. I enjoy helping him. You know, I've known him for 20 years, right? My neighbor. We both have lived here a long time in our same dwelling, you know. But I don't think he'd make it without me, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, here's the thing. Donna, I'm not trying to tell you how to live or anything like that.
No, of course
but
not, yeah.
You got, I mean, you're very good with people. You're excellent with people, I feel.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that, you know, a lot of times when we're good to people and we just, like, make them feel better, treat them well, a lot of times there's no payback, but what you feel in your heart is the payback, okay? So
yeah.
I want you to realize how very fortunate you really are right now. You know what I mean? You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're very pretty. I don't know. I've never seen you, but
yeah.
I feel like you're very pretty. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm not saying that I'm bragging or anything, but people tell me I'm 67, right? But people tell me that I look a lot younger and that I'm pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
I was real pretty when I was younger. Oh, wish I was that age again.
Yeah. I know. No, me too. Believe me, me too.
Yeah.
But
I know.
But, I mean, I just would love for you to take account of everything good you have in your life right now and then say, what do you want to travel? Okay, so you want to travel.
Uh-huh.
So
even if I met a retired guy to go traveling with, that would be fun.
Right. But I feel like there's guys, you know, guys like you. I mean, it's like, I don't understand what is going on here. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't meet them. I don't meet them.
You don't meet them. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh,
because
no.
I feel like, I don't feel like there's a guy in America that you would do this with. I feel like there's a guy overseas that would love to have you on his arm. So, I mean, somehow you got to get overseas. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm focused on Greece for some reason. I don't know. But, I mean, if you could get to Greece, I don't know. I mean, but there's got to be some way you can do this. You can get there. You can travel to Greece, carouse, and meet people, you know. How could you do that?
How could I do that? I could probably get my brother to give me an airline ticket because he has a lot of miles. I mean, he has like millions of airline miles because he buys all his products for his company on the credit card so he gets the miles, right? But then, I don't know if I have traveled by myself. You know, I traveled in Taiwan. I traveled in Italy by myself. And I don't know. I'm just at the point where I'd rather go with somebody. It's more fun with somebody. You know?
It is. It is. It is more fun with someone. But how about you go there alone right now and you'll find someone there? I'm telling you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you got to get there. I don't know. I'm seeing this Greek. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is about grief, but I'm feeling something there for you. Like some connection, some real good connection. Like, I don't know. But anyways, if you can get the ticket from your brother,
yeah,
go alone. Just go alone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Beth, what do you think about that idea?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because there's definitely somebody there that you need to meet, and so
mm-hmm.
if you go alone, you're gonna meet that person, and then that fulfills the rest of what you're looking for, is to travel not alone. So I think that's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't stay in Highland. I don't have the money for the hotels, but there is a peace organization where $75 a year, and then they have a book they send you, or you look online and you contact people in the country, and they let you stay 3-4 days at a time, and they don't charge you.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
That.
See, you've already looked it up. You already know that. You've already looked it up.
Well, no, I've traveled with them before in other countries. And it was pretty good.
Okay.
You know, meet the people and all. It's a way of
mm-hmm.
traveling if you don't have a lot of money. So.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think you being, because you're basically, you know, and I know you're like, you might feel like you're tied down and, you know, you can't do much, but basically you're a free spirit. And
I feel like,
so when this happens, when you can do something like this, travel to another country, stay where
mm-hmm.
you can stay for free. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just things work out for you. I feel like things work out for you. Are you a Virgo, or what sign are you?
I'm Taurus.
Taurus. Okay.
Earth sign. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I talk about money.
mm-hmm.
Taurus.
So is it your birthday? Is your birthday in April?
April 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of on the one day away from the cusp.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So that's, oh my God, I think you should do that. If you can do it, I think you should do that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. I feel excited about it, you know?
Hmm.
I just feel
mm-hmm.
like there's something there. There's something there, someone there, and something there that you need to be a part of. Yeah.
And you think
it's
Greece. It's not Italy. Not because the Mediterranean is Italy, too, right?
No, I'm seeing Greece. I know Italy's
Greece.
Part of that, but no, I'm seeing Greece.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm seeing Jackie Onassis and Aristotle, and that's why I know it's Greece.
Yeah, that would be Greece. You're right, yeah. Okay, well,
so
we'll have
give
to
it a shot. See what you can do with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm saving money now. I'm giving it to my sister, and then she's not letting me have it. So I'm
good
saving it. Yeah, because if it's in the bank, I'll take it out. No, but this way she's holding it for me, so I could go traveling.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, I mean, I see you getting there maybe by October.
Okay.
You can do it by October. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, October and, I'm trying to get this guy's name. I'm never going to get it. It's like, it begins with an A. It's like.
Andre?
Ari?
Ari's the name, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't quote me on that. If the guy's got a different name, it could be. But I don't know why I'm getting that name.
Hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, do your best to try to finagle that trip, you know?
Mhm. Well, also, I have a, if I were to go with somebody, I do have a high school friend that is from there. So she has relatives there. But I guess if you stay with relatives, you're not going to really meet anybody. You probably have to, I don't know.
Well, does she want to go, would she go there with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's always up for something. Yeah, she would go.
All right. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to meet anyone if you go with her.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that. You know, you could meet the guy with her, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, ask her for the hell of it, Donna. Ask her, you want to go there in October or whatever month
okay.
you can go, and see what she says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to see if I could take off from my little job, you know, with the blind man. I like working with him. He's great. Oh, yeah.
He has
the best personality. He's the coolest person. So cool. We go out to lunch anywhere I want to go, and he pays for it. So we go out like 3 times a week, and we go to all these real nice restaurants and stuff like that, and it's nice. No, but
yeah.
I got to stop and gain weight that way, too.
Yeah, no kidding. No
yeah,
kidding.
No kidding. Not good. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, going out to eat is nice, but I never go out to eat anymore. I'm just like, I just cook my own meals, you know. I can't
yeah.
go out to eat. But I hear what you're saying, you know. But,
yeah,
so the first thing is, Donna, that you realize how very blessed you really are right now. Second thing
yeah.
is, yeah. You ask your friend that has family in Greece to go on a trip with you, and then let's take it from there. Because I feel like that is, like, the key.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm saying that, but I feel that, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. When I travel, I always meet a lot of people. I meet more people when I'm traveling than when I'm here. You know, Santa
yeah.
Barbara's beautiful. It's a beautiful town and all in California, but I don't know. It's where... Meghan Markle and Prince Harry moved to Montecito, the next town over. But
yeah,
and all the movie stars have moved in and all. But very closed community. You know, these people just are in their huge mansions. You know, you don't really
right.
get to meet anybody. Yeah,
I know. Right, exactly. I love Santa Barbara. I've been there. I love it. I stayed there. But yeah, you need to do that. You need to ask your friends. Hey, let's go to Greece. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know where my sister is right now with her husband? They're in Boise, Idaho, and they're having such a great time. They said
Ew.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I bet.
Boise, Idaho. All the rivers and, you know, I don't know. They like it. But,
yeah.
Kind of fun to go on a road trip. Well,
yeah,
I'm going to make that my point of interest then to go to Greece.
Yeah, because there's a European man for you. There's not – I don't feel like an American is in the future. I feel like it's a European man, you know?
Yeah. I know, but, I mean, would he come here to live, do you think, or would I live there?
Well,
I mean,
you'd
I don't
have
kids or anything, so nothing stops me, but I have seven
right.
brothers and sisters. That live here.
Right. Well, I mean, let's get to stage one before we figure out all the
yeah.
other stuff. Just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, who knows? Who knows what the guy's going to do or what he wants to do? But, I mean, I just feel like that is an important point for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why,
okay.
but I feel very strongly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could easily live in another country. I don't have kids or anything, so it's not like I, you know.
Right.
The lovely grandchildren or anything, you know.
Right.
But
right.
So I could easily just pick up and go.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
My brothers and sisters all have their spouses. Wow.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you flow with it, Donna. See what happens. You know, just flow
okay.
with it. All right. As you do with everything else, because you always flow with everything. So just flow with this, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened? Next time I hear from you.
I'll let you know.
Okay. I would love to hear that you made a plan to go to Greece.
All right. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Both of you have a lovely evening. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank
you too.
You.
Hi. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay. So I know you have to go, Beth, so we're going to end the show right now. And I just want to thank you, Beth, so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, you're just, I love you. You're just awesome. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love you too.
And, yeah. So, I mean, we'll do another show, of course, I hope, together. And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
And so remember your spirit guides, you guys, and ask for help. Ask them to come in, join you, and let them do their magic. I mean, it can't hurt, right? It can't hurt to ask them for help. So, okay, so thank you so much again, Beth. And we will see you guys next time, which probably will be next. I'm not sure when. Maybe next Wednesday or next. No. I have a reading to do on Saturday and another reading on Wednesday. So, anyways, we'll let you know when the next show comes. But listen, take care of yourselves, you guys, and take care of one another. And thank you so much for being here. And with that, I'm going to play a song and we're out of here. Thank you so much.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure. Make you okay and drive them away. The image is stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. You push, you shove, and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again. Between the bars where I've seen you live, with your hand in the air, waiting to finally be called. Drink up one more time, and I'll make you mine.
Supernatural Radio Show.
Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That's